totally change that. Hello?
Hi, who is this?
Hi, my name is George, calling on behalf of the city of Glenwood Springs. Thank you for taking this confidential and secure poll of Glenwood Springs, voters about taxes, local services, possible ballot issues on the upcoming November elections. Your feedback is valuable and needed for decisions to be made. Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Yes, sir. I just don't know which county I'm in currently.
As a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I believe I'm either Independent or Democrat. I'm a Democrat for sure.
And thank you for taking my call. Overall, how would you rate the quality of Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Excellent.
If you
I
have to
Glenwood.
Choose today.
Excellent.
Excuse me?
Excellent. I love Glenwood.
Is your opinion of Glenwood Springs City Council very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
How would you rate the overall quality or conditions of the streets and roads in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I'd say they're good. They're in the middle. Neutral to good.
And which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? Here's the first one. The city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. The city has made repairs and fixed, but they are in need of more repairs. No repairs or fix have been made, and they are in bad condition.
Let's go with the first statement.
How would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident in Glenwood Springs, given the level of services provided by your local and state government? Much too high, somewhat too high, about right, or a bit low?
Somewhat high.
As you may have heard or read, the city of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November, asking voters to either renew or replace as soon to expire local 1.5 cents sales tax that generates money for streets, mains, and repairs. Please cast your vote as a yes or no on each of the following three separate opinions. Here's opinion one. Would you vote yes or no to renew the 1.5 cent sales tax and add an additional 1.5 cents for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and roads maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover cost of replacing deteriorating water and sewage pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed? Would you vote yes or no?
Yes.
And thank you again for your patience. With the following, I would like to ask you. Option two, would you vote yes or no to renew the 1.5 cent sales tax and add additional 1/4 cents to a total of 3/4 to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and roads maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years? Would you vote yes or no, ma'am?
Yes, I would vote yes.
Option three, would you vote yes or no to continue the 1.5 sales tax for 20 years that funds city streets and roads maintenance? Yes or no?
Yes.
And thank you again for your patience. Next, do you agree or disagree with this statement that opponents to whatever sales tax increase ballot issue the city puts forth this November might make? Taxes are high enough already, and we just can't trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it. Do you agree or disagree?
I am a tad bit confused as to what I'm agreeing with, because I like the statement that you said, and I can see that totally being a possibility, and I feel that. But what am I agreeing with?
Well, but from the options I have here, well, let me read it for you one more time. So okay. It says, next, do you agree or disagree with this statement that opponents to whatsoever sales tax increase a ballot issue the city puts forth this November might make? Taxes are high enough already, and we just can't trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it. And these are the options. You agree? Okay.
Yeah.
And thank you for your patience. Lastly, here are a few statements that supporters of local sales tax for roads, maintenance, and street repair might make. Rate each as very persuasive reason to vote yes on the sales tax ballot, or somewhat persuasive reason, or not persuasive at all. Here's the first one. 100% of all money raised by this street's sales tax goes towards maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, this sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other uses. Is this very persuasive to you, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive at all?
It's persuasive. It's very persuasive.
Very persuasive or somewhat persuasive?
Very.
The other one says voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax might means when the city needs to do a full replacement of a street and the aging pipe below, that work can be done faster on a larger portion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighbors than is currently necessary. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive at all?
Very.
Voting yes to increase the sales tax above its current 1.5 cent level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety of walking and biking in Glenwood Springs. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive at all?
Very, very persuasive.
Glenwood Springs, water is tough on roads. Thank you. The other one says, Glenwood Springs, weather is tough on roads, so we need to continually work to maintain and stay on top of fixing damaged before it gets much worse and cost more.
That's
very persuasive. Okay.
Yes.
This other one here says a significant proportion of this sales tax money, Glenwood Springs roads, is paid by non-residents who make purchases here. We get good roads and streets and outsiders who use them contribute. Very persuasive. Okay.
Yes.
This other one here says, since the cost of construction material for roads repairs is up significantly, since voters last approved a 1.5 cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, a 1/4 cent in a local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep peace and ensure all needed maintenance repairs projects can get done.
Somewhat persuasive.
Thank you for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. By voting yes for the full 1 cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing again leaks, water and sewage pipes will be shifted away from homeowners and their water bill onto the sales tax, where the cost is shared with non-residents making purchases in Glenwood Springs who drive on our streets.
Ooh. I like that, but that's going to affect me. Let's vote yes.
Very persuasive or somewhat persuasive?
Very.
And this other one here says the full 1 cent sales tax option provides additional money to do full roadway and under the street infrastructure repair all at once, so that when streets are tore up and replaced, the deteriorating water and sewage pipelines underneath, some of which are 70 years old, can also be repaired.
Very persuasive.
The city's Public Works Department has a solid record of accomplishments, maintaining, fixing, and repairing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work.
Very persuasive.
Unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay full road maintenance and repair, there is very little money for the state or federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to the local community to take care of itself. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not at all persuasive.
I want to have faith in humanity, but realistically, I think that's somewhat persuasive.
And having heard all of this this information about both sides, how would you vote yes or no on each of the following options? Option one, to renew the 1.5 cent sales tax and add an additional 1.5 cent tax, total of 1 cent, to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and roads, mains and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover cost of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover cost of replacing the sewage pipelines under the streets when a full replacement of the streets is needed. Would you vote yes or no?
Yes.
Option two, to renew the 1.5 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 of a total of 3/4 to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and roads, means and surface repair for the next 20 years, as well as cover cost of replacing deteriorating water repair for the next 20 years. Would you vote yes or no?
Yes.
And option three, to continue the 1.5 cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city streets and roads maintenance. A yes or no?
Yes, sir.
And finally, if voters approve any of these three sales tax ballots, would you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against a future sales tax revenue or order to get the money up front to spend up roads, repairs, and replacement projects and contract for repairs at today's construction prices rather than future raising prices? Would you support it or oppose it?
I would support it.
And could you please tell me your age? Are you between 18, 39, 40, 54?
Yes, sir.
Which one, the first option or the second?
Yeah, okay. I'm 23.
And how long have you lived? Thank you for letting me know that, ma'am. How long have you lived in the Glenwood Springs? 0 to 5 years, 6 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, 21 to 30 years, or more than 30 years?
0 to 5 years.
Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Rent.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your weekend. Thank you very much.
Have a great day, sir.
You too, ma'am.